Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows. Only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
What's up, game lovers? Welcome back. It's me, your girl, Rossi. I'm with Padawan Frito. I'm with Jedi Master Tuck. I am with Trust. And we are Rossi Talks Games. We haven't seen you guys in a long time. Happy New Year, all that good stuff. I hope you guys had a wonderful New Year, a wonderful Christmas, and I hope that you guys are enjoying February. So tonight we're going to talk about the Naughty Dog controversy. That's one thing that I want to talk about. A lot of people are up in arms. The trailer premiered at the Game Awards, and a lot of people are very upset about that. So I want to get my guys their thoughts on what's wrong, and I'll let you guys know what's being said online about why people are upset. Also, we have a date for Grand Theft Auto 6. Guys, we're going to talk about that. I hope that so far this is a date, okay? So, but before I even go any further, let me show you the guys. You all know everyone. So, what's up?
Yo.
Doing
good. How are you?
What's up, guys?
I'm doing great. I missed the hell out of everyone. Everyone's been doing their thing. Jason, congrats on your channel, your streaming. You're doing big things. Trust, congratulations on just Trovo. I think I saw you at like 1.9.
No, 2K. I broke 2K. I broke the 2K.
Well, congratulations. That's really hard. And Don, congratulations on a new channel. I know that you and Jason have some things that you guys are working on. So,
yes.
And I look forward to you talking about that. So, and as far as I'm concerned, guys, still here doing my thing with John, Movie Lovers Unite, also over at Rossi's Clubhouse. All right. So let me tell them a little bit about Intergalactic, just in case you guys don't know what that is, what that game is. If you missed the Video Game Awards, then you missed a trailer for Intergalactic. This is a Naughty Dog game. It's been a while since Naughty Dogs came out with a game. I mean, the last one we saw was The Last of Us Part 2, which was amazing. So yes. Let's see. Let me get my paperwork together here. Anyways, when I saw the trailer, I thought it was good. I liked it. Anyways, so the game has controversy because of the fact that I guess game design... goodness, where is it at? Sorry, guys.
No,
okay, so
fine.
Intergalactic, guys. It follows a spacefaring faring bounty hunter named Jordan A. Munn, who ends up stranded on a planet called Symperia. Communication with the planet has been dark for over 600 years, and no one has left its orbit in all that time. So that's the basis of the game. I thought the trailer looked really good. I mean, Naughty Dog, I mean, they do things nice. Anyways, so people are upset because they feel like the character design, they don't like that. I'm hearing that they don't like the fact that they feel like the game is kind of woke because it's a female driven game. You know, they are the heroes in this game. And some people are upset about that. They feel like that some of the symbolism in the game, it has something to do with politics. One of it is the lead of the game, the female star of the game. There's a part where she's shaving her head. And some people are comparing that to after Trump won the presidency, there were women that were shaving their heads. And, you know, so some people are saying, is it that? Are they giving us little messages in the video game? You know, Don, I'll let you go first.
Do they not know how games are made?
I don't think that, like, they would have to make this, if it was that symbolic, they would have to have made that cutscene right after the election, which they didn't have that much time to do all
that. No, they
didn't.
I don't
think they were that much thought out. Don't get me wrong. Right. I do think there's probably going to be some little like political Easter eggs and driven stuff like that.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't, to give them that much credit that they were that hard at work as soon as the election was over to be like, we need to make sure we put that in there. Like that's, you're giving that a game company a lot of credit.
Absolutely. And just to speak on that, I mean, you guys, it takes a long time to make a video game. The trailer came out at this past Video Game Awards, but this trailer's been made. The game's been, you know, made for, it's been a long time. Like it didn't just happen to be made and they're just going to do this for politics. Now, I understand that people don't want any virtual signaling as far as people don't want to be told, preached to as far as gamers. We don't want to be preached to about politics. We don't want that in our games. But I do think that this is just grumblings about nothing because you can't put those two together and say that she's shaving her head because she's making a statement in the video game.
Do people not remember that Lara Croft came out in the 90s?
Right.
Like,
we've had many female
protagonists in video games forever. Yes. Just putting it in there now and saying it's woke is just ridiculous.
Well, there are games though that are very woke.
For sure.
Yes.
Honestly, like that is the one thing I do not like about modern gaming is like, they want to make everyone feel inclusive. Like, here's my thing. Okay, obviously I'm black. If I'm playing a war game in the based in the Civil War, I'm not going to be mad if I don't see a black guy. Because guess what? It's the 1860s. Sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's the 1860s. Like, I don't want... It takes away from the immersion and everything. And, like, the whole, with the whole Battlefield 5 thing and, you know, having the women on the battlefield and everything, I kind of got it. Like, I kind of understood it because, like, that's not how it was. Like, the women were making bullets and, you know, in factories doing all that stuff. Yeah. Like, they weren't on the front lines. And, like, I don't feel like that everyone should, like, need to feel inclusive in a game and, like, the whole woke agenda that's in the gaming. It just kind of takes away from the game. Like, I don't feel like that they're making... it doesn't make the games, like, as authentic. Like, they're making a good game just to make a good game. Like, they're making a good game, but they also are thinking about, like, you know, common problems in today's world and everything.
That's the thing. I think you can do a common, like not a common ground. I think there's a way to just make a good game and make it like not mirror reality, but like there's going to be aspects in all of these games that are from real life, whether we like it or not, because everyone is influenced by their day to day. So like if the woke agenda is an issue and like, not saying that it is, I'm just saying like, you know what I mean? Like if the woke agenda is what these people are griping about, like it's because the woke agenda is in people's faces. It's because that it is in there. And like, obviously it's going to be represented in people's art in the way that they express it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to read this comment really quick. There's nothing controversial about the game. No. Online haters are vile and racist, unfortunately. Yeah. When I saw the trailer for the game, I mean, me as a gamer, I'm like, wow, it looks great. And I don't care what anyone says. I'm going to play the game because I want to experience it for myself when it comes out. So I'm not one of those people. It's like, I'm not playing this. I find the controversy about a game that hasn't come out yet. Funny. It's weird. It being a female driven cast to me, as long as the game is good, I don't care what character it is. I'm a gamer. I don't care if I'm playing a dog, just please let the game be good. It doesn't matter to me. Like Don has pointed out, you know, we had Laura Croft back in the day. We had, forget the girl's name, but she was the vampire hunter from the Nazi days.
Yes.
Oh my God.
We had the game. Remember that game? I can't think of her name, but she was.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. Eli, we played that back in the day.
And there's a female character in Dino Crisis. You have Fear was a female character. Parasite Eve was a female character. D12 on the Dreamcast. Did
anybody play Sonya Blade or Chun-Li or. Anybody play them at all ever because they're females? Like, are you kidding me? Yeah. I play Sonya Blade all the time.
That's for the intro. Sorry, guys.
My thing is, like, you know, even like going kind of back to the whole woke thing, if a game's good, I will play it. If it's good, it has good mechanics and it has a good story. I mean, it doesn't even have the best story, but, you know, I will play it. And Intergalactic, the only problem that I actually even had with the trailer was how little gameplay they showed. Like, I wish we wanted to see more gameplay. Like, sure. I get that they wanted, like, you know, get the story out, let you guys know what the game's about, but they should have maybe done, like, a little bit longer of a trailer and show a little bit more gameplay. But I do think from what I saw, I'm hyped about it. I think it actually looks really good.
Let me tell you guys about this really quick, though. So, the character in the game, her name is, she's being played by Tati Gabrielle. She played in the Netflix series You. She was in other shows as well as one of the villains in the Uncharted movie. And she also has a role in season 2 of The Last of Us. In this article, they're saying that her ties with Naughty Dog, she has clearly ties with Naughty Dog. But we do know her from You. And I do know her from the Uncharted movie. She's a talented actress. So, you know, I hope we're not upset at her. You know, I mean, people are going at her. They're going at her because she's online going at people that are upset by the fact that they're calling the game woke. As an actress, I would be a little bothered that, you know, you're going at me.
Because to say that, like, we only got a 4.5 minute trailer, and to say that you know what the agenda or what the outcome of this game is supposed to be about in just 4.5 minutes, and of just basically like mostly still shots of like backgrounds, ships, and then like probably a good like minute of like information, like to say you know anything of that world is kind of preposterous,
right? And you know that it's so bad that Naughty Dog had to close down their comment section. Yeah, I mean, it was and it was ratioed.
Was Ellie the damsel in distress, or she was a badass? I'm pretty sure in Last of Us, right? Wasn't she?
Ellie was another thing. Ellie,
aren't we known for having characters like this in other games?
Yeah, that's the problem that people are having is they're like, are they jumping on this train of just doing these type of characters? But when I played The Last of Us 2, I mean, anybody that's played that, you get so immersed in a game, you know already that Ellie is attracted to women at a very young age in the first one. You know that. That's who she is. So I expect for her to find someone in part 2. And I love the relationship that they had. I love the way that they dealt with the relationship with Ellie and I think it was Dina, whatever the young lady's name.
Yeah.
I thought they did a good job with it. I didn't feel it was disrespectful. I didn't think that it was a relationship that we had to be mad at because there are two women that happen to be together and fall in love. You're so into the world and the game and the story that who you know what I mean? So for them to come back and then have a game that is a female lead game and whoever she is, we don't even know. We don't even know if this character is gay or straight or whatnot. Because like Jason said, we only saw a little part. What I saw of the game was it looks pretty cool, and I can't wait for it to come out. Everyone's talking mad shit right now, but it could be a really good game.
You know,
I think the chick's bald because she's a bounty hunter. She's like G.I. Jane.
Well, she shaves her head in the beginning of the game. Yeah, she shaves her head.
Yeah, I saw that.
But she is a bounty hunter, and it could be for. Go ahead, Jason.
No. Continue.
Oh, but it could be for whatever. Does it matter though that she shaves her head? Like, no, you know what I mean? No. Like, does that matter though?
So does it change her character in any way? Like,
no,
in the game?
Not at all.
I don't know yet.
No.
Like, I don't really care. Like, I don't know.
Maybe there's
a reason she does it. You know what I mean? Maybe that's the middle of the game and she just lost a big battle or, you know, something happens to her.
Right.
And she's like, screw this. I'm going to shave my head. I'm going to go crazy on these people. Like, we don't know yet what the context of this scene is.
And I think what people fail to think about and realize, like, growing up, I grew up in a what do you call it? Lesbian household. I was raised by two mothers, and like seeing that represented anywhere for me as a kid was it felt so much better to know that it was somewhat represented out there, because like the amount of fights I had to get into because of that, the amount of like sticking up for my parents I had to get into for that, like it's good to know that the games that I like and sometimes are actually representing these people. I agree. When they try to shove it down people's throats, it becomes too much, because that's not the objective, and that's not, you know, like that's not what my parents did. They didn't flaunt their relationship in front of people's faces. They were just like every single person else.
Just normal parents. Yeah,
exactly. And if you can tell a story and represent that without making it the big deal, I think what you need to do, and that's what makes people feel included,
rather than
doing it blatantly in people's faces.
And I think that with the and you saying that is exactly how The Last of Us was. The Last of Us 2 was. It was regular. It was normal. Mm-hmm. It wasn't anything odd. It wasn't, oh my gosh, they're having the same sexual. It wasn't like that, because that's normal. That's an everyday life. That's not abnormal. So I like when they take a subject like that and just make it just Go ahead, Don.
I was just gonna say, in that post-apocalyptic world, it makes sense anyway. Like, you're just gonna find a person that you cling to and that you enjoy being with, and you're gonna fall in love with. It doesn't matter. I don't think it would matter at that point, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially in that situation.
No
options.
Like, seriously, like, what are you gonna do?
No, I agree with you. Yes, and I don't remember. I don't remember anyone being upset about the fact that Ellie was in a relationship with one. I don't think it even, because it was it because it made
awesome,
sense.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, the game was awesome, game was awesome. Yeah. And it's as long as you make games like that, I don't care how the characters are, just make them believable and make good games. Now, before I go any further, guys, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor. So before we dive into this episode, I got to put you on something every sports fan needs: Fanatics. Whether you're repping your favorite NFL, NBA, and NLB, or college team, Fanatics has the best official licensed gear to keep your game day ready. Jerseys, hats, collectibles, you name it, they got it. So, and the best part, as a listener of Movie Lovers Podcast, you can score a special discount. Just head over to Fanatics.com, put in Movie Lovers Unite, and get you some gear. I actually have me some gear on my way, on the way. I'm a fan of, well, I'm not a fan, but I live in, you know, California. So, of course, we're going to be repping the 49ers. So I have that coming. And wherever you are, they have something for you. So don't just watch the game, wear the game. Get your gear now at Fanatics. All right? So there we go. Thank you, Fanatics. Thank you so much, Fanatics. Appreciate that.
I've used Fanatics in the past. I like them.
Dude, they got some good gear. They have really good gear. No, they really do. My nephew's wearing some of their clothing. Yeah, he loves sports. He absolutely loves the Blazers and stuff. So I was like, shoot, let me use that Movie Lovers Unite code and get me something on discount for my nephew. So you're welcome, Pop. You're welcome. Anyways, though, anyone else have anything else to say about Intergalactic?
I'm ready for
next trailer.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the gameplay. I'm excited to see what they actually make of it. And I just really want to know more about the story. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I agree.
Yeah, let's do it, Naughty Dog. I mean, you know.
It's a good game. We're all going to like it. Who cares?
They don't make bad. I haven't had a Naughty Dog game where I found that was bad. Like, they make good games. So I would be surprised if this game comes out and it's shit. And people already have made their mind up about it. So they're going to be looking at this game and playing and say, no, there it is. Because I remember listening to some people, and they were even talking about there's another female character because it is it's a female-led game. Anyway, she's like a CIA agent or whatever they're talking about. And there's another woman, and it's woke. It's just going to be a whole guys, we got to stop. We got to stop. We got to move on. If the game is good, the game is good. Naughty Dog has never gave us anything that we don't like.
No, that's so. Naughty Dog's crazy, dude.
Like, their games are great.
No, I was just going to say, don't you kind of give them the benefit of the doubt until the game comes out? I mean, just because we haven't got a bad game from them yet, at least let's see what it is first. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I'm playing it. When it comes out, I'm going to get it. I want to play it. And then if it's shit, we're going to talk about it here and say what we don't like about it.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't because it was a female-led game. It was because
exactly.
And that's the thing is, like, I don't understand where this, like, whole thing of, like, judging the game off of specifically just the animated trailer ever became a thing.
Because I
remember just everything that, like, unless it was gameplay, I was just getting pumped about the game coming out.
Absolutely.
Once you saw some gameplay trailers, then you were like, okay, that's where they need to work on that a little bit. To pick apart a trailer just off of what they're the very little snippets that they're trying to tease you with, is insane.
And my thing has always been if you're gonna have a game like this and you're gonna have actors in it, or voiceovers, whoever they are, make sure that they're good. So if you have an actress like Tati Gabrielle, she's a good actress. She's been on You. She's been on other shows. At least we have a good actress that's going to be representing the character. So we have that. So I appreciate them getting someone. That's what, you know, that takes me out of the game. If you got a voiceover, if you got an actor that's just not good and the game's supposed to be good, that will take me out of the game. But the fact that they spent money to make sure they had an actress, and because she's a woman of color, guys, come on. Because she's a woman of color, she shaved her head and, you know, whatever else, that's not woke. You know, it's just a game, guys. It's just another game. And we haven't played it yet. It hasn't even come out yet. So
and
I'm looking
crew,
forward.
Her,
yeah, that part, exactly.
And her crew is like four dudes. Like, they showed the picture of the crew, like, on the wall and everything. It's like four guys.
Exactly. That's right.
Flaws. So,
to give you an idea of who she is, you know, she's a bounty hunter. She works with other people. There are female bounty hunters out there. I don't know if anyone knows that, but there's a lot of females that are doing a lot of big things out there.
That ratio, it was like 113,000 dislikes for 53,000 likes.
Yeah, they had to turn off the comments.
They got ratioed
yet. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, people are like, I don't want to play this game. I'm not playing this game. Well, I'm playing it. I'm looking forward to come out. I've never not bought a Naughty Dog game, so
yeah.
I'm all in.
Like, because a game comes out, they're forced to play it. It's like, then don't buy it. Like, do you know how many games I don't buy
because
I don't want to play them?
Thank you.
Save $70.
It's not
and
my
that's another
or
thing.
Whatever. Like,
Grand Theft Auto does it all the time. Grand Theft Auto, when it comes out, it reflects on what our society is at that time.
It makes fun of all.
So they make fun of it. And that's what I love about Grand Theft Auto, because we're switching gears and going to talk about their release date. What I love about what they do is whatever's going on in the world at that time, whatever world they create, they bring it into their game. So are you saying that they're woke because they do that? No, they make fun of society. That's the point of games like that, you know? And Grand Theft Auto is you play that game because you laugh at the shit. You listen to the radio station and you know exactly what they're talking about. You get exactly where they're coming from. Society is hilarious, and we're hilarious as humans, as people. Yes. And I love a game like Grand Theft Auto that makes fun of that, you know? So you want some games to do that, you know? You want them to be woke. And Grand Theft Auto's never been woke. It's just, it's society. It's how society is. So I'm looking forward, because you know what they're going to do. This new Grand Theft Auto, they're going to make fun of the woke shit. They're going to make fun of everything that's going on in the world. They're going to make fun of the politics. They're going to make fun of all of it, and we're going to love it. We're going to laugh like we did every single Grand Theft Auto that's come out.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, most games like that get, I feel like, the most shit prior to a release end up being some of the best hits that we really get. And right. then like end up playing for a while.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, definitely. The release date. Who believes it? Who's?
I don't believe it. It's just, they've been so bad.
I feel like they're just like, stick this in your pipe and smoke it. Shut up.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. With Borderlands 4 coming out in September, it is right? around the time that Grand Theft Auto 5 came out. That came out like September 12th or September 16th of 2012 right? or whatever. 2013. But I don't know. I honestly believe that it will release shortly after Borderlands. It'll be in the fall time. I think it will be releasing. And I mean, with the price tag probably being anywhere from 80 to 100, I've heard 150. I don't know what the price is going to be. I honestly think it'll probably be.
So, I've been hearing $150.
Minus pricing, how fucking big do we think this is about to be?
This is going
to
be
like, am I going to need to buy another console just to fucking play this game?
Exactly.
External hard drive.
Because COD is already 200 plus gigabytes right now. And you know, I'm just like holding. I have three games on my system right now, and it's just COD. It Takes Two and Marvel Rivals. And two of the games are less than 100 gigabytes.
Mm-hmm. I had to get rid of so many games on my PlayStation 5 just to put COD in. And I mean, these are games that I'm like, Don, you're going to be so upset at me.
Oh, God.
Why?
Hogwarts. You got rid of it? Oh, yeah, and I was really far. But
I can't be mad at you. I just re-downloaded it.
Did you? I'm going to have to. I had to do something because I had some really good games. I had Dying Light 2, wanted to play that, so I had to choose which ones. Wow. But. Mm-hmm. Yeah, COD, I had to get rid of a lot of it. It's so much space.
That's the biggest thing with these games. And like that's like I said, it's kind of a big thing that I'm worried about GTA is because GTA 5 is already a big game.
Yeah.
Call of Duty is probably one of the biggest downloads right now. Right. And if this game is going to be as inclusive with things and as big as they say it's going to be.
Right.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My fucking storage is it gonna take?
Like, I'm not sold on that part yet. That I do not trust them on.
Why? Yeah. Honestly,
you're gonna be able to walk into every building and blah 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 because they promised that in 5 and it never happened.
No, it didn't.
No,
I don't know. I remember back in the day they said, San Andreas, you're gonna need a separate memory card for San Andreas, and it turned out that you didn't need a separate memory card for San Andreas. So I don't know, man.
That was also in the day where you didn't have those size of games.
It was like 4 megabytes or something.
Which was huge at the time. Remember, that was a lot of space at the time.
Double the size of
because you got 20 megabytes. Memory cards.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying. We're over here. You're comparing this with meanwhile, I'm over here with a terabyte on my fucking game, and I'm still complaining that I don't have enough room. Back in the day, me would have been like, "What are you talking about? You don't have enough room. You've got tons of room."
Don, I have me too. I have mine's in a drawer too. I have one as well. I keep those on me. I have on hold on Amazon. It's like $115 to get an external one for my PlayStation 5. But I'm gonna need it at some point because when that game comes out, How much? When am I going to need? And will it play on my PlayStation 5? Are you going to force me to buy a new system? That's what I want to know. Am I going to have to get the PlayStation Pro? I don't want to have to do that.
It says Xbox Series X and S and PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, but,
how much?
And honestly, man, I don't even think that, like, with the PlayStation 5, like, at least, like, the things I've seen them do side-by-side comparisons of games, it doesn't really look all too crazy. I don't think that it's really going to be needed that you get the Pro PlayStation 5. I think it would be
true. Well, I'd hope not.
Yeah,
no. I think it would be true with yours. With the space. The space. I know I'm going to have to buy another external.
I'd delete Call of Duty.
The problem...
I'd delete that in a heartbeat. Free up 200 space.
Go ahead, Jason. The annoying thing is like, I don't know if it is the same with PlayStation, but for Xbox, you have to have a specific, like, Seagate hard drive.
Okay.
And the Seagate hard drive is, like, $100 or $120 for just a terabyte. Right. And I'm just like, that's insane. Because right. then the 2 terabyte, like, I have a 2 terabyte hard drive for my PC, an external, that I paid $70 for. Wow. And they're over here like, double for 1 terabyte, yes. And you're going to like it.
Yeah, I was looking at those, the prices of them, and you're right. They're extremely expensive. They're really expensive, so... but anyways, guys, so it's slated out. The owner of Rockstar Games, he assures that GTA 6 is still on the track for its previously announced fall 2025 window. So that's what we have now. Let's shift gifts, directions or whatever. Let's talk about, I have a couple of my favorite and worst games of 2024. If you guys have one or two, if you don't have any worst game, there were some out there, I must say. I'll start. The worst game for me for 2024 is Dragon Age. The Dragon Age game, the new Dragon Age game. Just a second. Dragon Age, the Veilguard. I got it. I cannot wait to get it. I'm a huge Dragon Age fan, and I tried so hard to like this game. I really wanted to like this game because I love Dragon Age Origins. It just wasn't fun. The graphics were really good. The story was good, but the characters, I wasn't gelling with the characters. I felt like it was a drag playing it. It was just, I lost interest playing it. The fighting mechanics, I just didn't have a good time like I did with the other Dragon Age games. This one was really disappointing. I actually just got rid of it because I needed space. For games, so I was like, so I got rid of it. But that was one of my least favorite games. And a lot of people are feeling that way. I work with a kid at work, and he feels the same way. We've both been talking about Dragon Age. I got it. I was loving it. So he went out and bought it, and we're talking about it. And like, yeah, okay, we can do this. And then I go to work, and I'm like, Luca, I can't do it. And he's like. I got rid of mine 2 days ago. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, I just couldn't. This was just, it was just disappointing. It just, it's like it's one of those games where you love the original so much. You really are pulling for it. And you really want it. You want to love the story, but then you just get lost in it and you just kind of get bored with it. And it was just, I just wasn't happy with it.
The first three on the PlayStation 3.
They were really good. They were. I will definitely play if they come out with a new one. I'm still a fan of the original Dragon Age, and I'm a fan of the series, but this one just wasn't a good one for me. I love Silent Hill 2. Enjoyed Silent Hill 2. Having a great time. I'm almost done with that. What I liked about it was you were able to switch if you wanted to play it the 90s style. You can switch it to that graphics, or you can play it the new graphics. You can turn that on and off. The monster creations, the way that they did that now, it's scarier than before. Just really good. I like how they have them kind of they're kind of highlighted on the outside when you see them. The radio sounds, it's even creepier than the first one, because whenever that static comes on, it's even louder now, and it's scarier. This is a game that I was really happy that they decided to remake. and put it on and up to date the graphics on the new game consoles that we have. So very happy with that. And of course, Call of Duty. I mean, this was a really, I'm having a blast. I'm kind of stuck at the zombie level right now because this fucker is kicking my ass and I'm really upset about that. Gosh, why did you have to stick a zombie mission in the middle of the game for me to go any further? I have to beat this freaking monster and for these key cards that I need. And I got two of the key cards and then he whooped my ass the second time. And so I can't, so I haven't played it in a month. I had to take a break. I have to think about what I'm going to do when I'm playing a game. So I have to think about, okay, when I play it again, this is what I'm going to do and I'll win, but I don't force me to play the zombies mode. So that's my criticism with Call of Duty. Other than that, the game's a ride. It was a ride up until that point.
Yeah, I have lots of criticisms about that game.
Who wants to go next? Who has one?
I'll go next.
Go ahead, Eli. Let's get you going.
My worst game, and I'm so sorry. I gassed this up so hard last year. I was like, it's going to be the best game. It's going to be so good. Black Ops 6. Game's trash. Multiplayer side. Trash.
Oh my god!
It's so broken. The multiplayer is absolutely unplayable. The amount of hackers that are in multiplayer is insane. And it's the same in Warzone. You have a guy who just ends the game completely. You spawn up, you spawn up, and there's a guy who's on the other side of the map, and you can execute whoever he wants to. He just picks an arrow, bam, you're executed. And he just comes behind you, does a little animation, bam. And, you watch the kill cam, he's all the way on the other side of the map, and then he's under the map, and then, bam, behind you, showing the animation. The multiplayer's trash. They've been using AI for all the weapon skins and everything. There's this one gun that came out, and it's a aether crystal scorpion thing on it. And when you aim down the sights and shoot, you can't see anything down your sights. And when you shoot, the muzzle flash is so crazy that you can't see what you're shooting at. And then they had to apologize to everybody for it. They're fixing it and all this stuff. There's just been lacks of content. The game's just not fun on the multiplayer side. It's they just... they're not hearing anybody's cries. They're not hearing anything. They finally gave an update, and then the update for all the hackers was just wait another month and we'll fix it. We'll just wait. We got you guys. And it's they do this all the time. Back in Modern Warfare 2, they came out with a statement in February saying, we're sorry for the state of the game and we plan on fixing it. Durka, durka, durka. And then they went ahead and fixed it. It's they do this every year. They go to holiday break, game's completely broken all the way until January, mid-January, early February, they come out with a statement, we're going to fix it. Next season comes out, they fix it. And by that time, the player base is already gone, thinking about the next Call of Duty. It's I don't think there's going to be another good Call of Duty that comes out. I'll be honest. Treyarch cooked. They actually did. But then, how Activision has handled everything, and it's just kind of fallen apart, and it's just turned to shit. Black Ops 6 is...
This is second. What's up, 12th Street Talkback Podcast? Thanks for coming into the chat. Yes, we are talking Call of Duty. Yes, yeah. I like... The campaign trust is not happy with the campaign.
No. The campaign's cool.
Or he's not happy with the multiplayer. I played the campaign.
The zombies is cool though. Yeah. Zombies is cool and the camo grind's awesome. There are really cool things. I'm so happy that they brought back prestige. Even though all the prestige icons, I'm gonna be honest with you, dude. These are the worst prestige icons I've ever seen in my life. These are trash. Usually in other Call of Duties, you get the fourth prestige, that's when it starts looking cool. The first three, kind of whatever. Fourth one looks awesome. This game, every single one is trash, dude. Until you get to prestige master, and then you can pick your own icon and it's cool. Pick from any Call of Duty, but that's my worst one. Best one, Marvel Rivals, hands down. Marvel Rivals for best game of the year. Honestly, and here's the thing: this is what I love. Marvel Rivals is direct competition with Overwatch, which means Overwatch now actually has a competition of a team shooter, which means Overwatch might actually start getting better. They just announced that they're going to be dropping some new stuff in Overwatch and all that stuff.
I will never be downloading that game again.
Honestly, I'm a huge fan of Overwatch. I love Overwatch. It's what got me into like team shooters more so. Like, I've known about team shooters, but Overwatch was the first one like I just played a ton of. And I just think that is a good thing that Marvel Rivals came out, because now it's going to encourage, you know, Activision Blizzard to actually do some stuff to Overwatch. But aside from Overwatch, dude, Marvel Rivals is so good. It's so good, dude.
Don.
Just the team composition, the characters, like how many heroes that they've released. Sorry. It's really good. Like the amount of content, like the game's just like, they didn't want the rank season to end. Like, players were like kind of upset, like the rank season was ending so fast after they just released it. They heard it, and then they just halted on having reset so that other players could actually catch up and rank and everything. So I think they've done a great job. I think they can continue to do a good job. The devs are listening to the community. They're talking to the community. Like, it's just really cool to see, like, a dev team like this. So,
all right, Don, you're next. Go ahead, Eli. I love your explanation for that
song. I was going to go with Rivals as the best game also, but as my worst game, I'm going to go with Outlaws. I already mentioned it, but... Man, I wanted same kind of reasons for you with Dragon Age. Like, I just wanted to love this game so much. And the more I played it, the more monotonous and just boring. And the story just wasn't good. The story was just so cliche and so boring. So
it
just wasn't a game to capture me. And I really wanted to like this game a lot, because it's actually a fun world to be in. Because you're a bounty hunter. You're kind of a bounty hunter in this world, but... It never like lets you really be. You're like the good guy that is trying to be a bounty hunter. It's weird. It's like, I want to be a bounty hunter. Like, just let me go kill people. Like, that's what I want to do with Star Wars. And they just.
We had high hopes for that game. Remember, we thought that game was going to be really good.
I honestly thought it was. From everything I saw leading up to it, I was like, okay, I can get into this. But once you start playing it and you realize what the story is really about, it falls fast, really fast. But yeah, Rivals, I can't say anything else more about it. Like, that game is so much fun to play. I love playing it. Apparently I'm a good healer. I never knew I was a healer before, but apparently I'm a good healer with Rocket.
He's a good Rocket Raccoon.
I will take it.
I'm gonna go with that. Jason, what about you? What are you vibing with? What are you not vibing with?
Not vibing with, and I'm upset with, because I kind of was hoping for it to be a better game. The Suicide Squad game, Kill Squad.
Okay.
I really love comic games, and I feel like we just haven't. Besides, like Marvel Rivals is a comic game, yes, but it's not like. I'm thinking more of like Ultimate Alliance, more like what's called
Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, stuff like that. And I was really hoping that this was going to be a really good game like that, and it just fell so flat. The dialogue was so dry. Mm. Everything with it was really just kind of cut and dry. Let's keep going. They really just did not develop the story on it very well whatsoever. Like I said, I just was really annoyed by that. I do not share Trust's opinions on Black Ops 6.
Right.
So I'm going to defend it a little bit. I agree that the lobbies are a bit harder and everything is annoying when it comes to if you notice you're in a lobby with someone who's cheating, but those matches are easy. You don't get a loss penalty when you just click quit and go into another game. So that's what I do.
I play ranked though. It's different, I'm not ranked.
Yeah, but I'm not, that's the thing is like, I'm not, I play ranked Marvel Rivals. That's where I get my ranked.
I get you.
I'm not going, COD is like, I know what COD is, and I don't expect anything else from COD. COD is the reliable friend you go to when you know you just need to blow off some steam, maybe get a little frustrated, and probably play some like and chill out. I've been really enjoying. I know you said the zombies you liked.
Zombies are awesome.
I literally have been Easter egg grinding on every single one of them. Besides, I think one of the maps I've finished every single one of them before the what's it called, came, like, the tutorials have come out. And on the latest one, the Tomb, I played that when it dropped, and I have the videos to prove it. I was the first person to find two of the, like, mini Easter eggs, and I accidentally stumbled onto the blood ritual before Rafa Waffles and them did. Nice. And I was really scared. I was really scared. That blood sacrifice is no joke. Still have yet to fucking finish it. It's scary. And I don't suggest anyone doing it. But other than that, it's really awesome. I really do enjoy what they've done with this zombies and everything like that. I've always been a true zombies fan. Always been an Easter egg hunter for, like, since Black Ops 1 and all the Easter eggs that came out. Like, it's just that, like, that's what really got me into it. And I'll, like I said, I'll play the multiplayer and grind out. I'm already a Master Prestige. I've been that for a little bit now. I dove into that shit hardcore.
Nice.
He's a psychopath, is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, no, they were all, every one of my friends was giving me shit because, like, I definitely got to Master Prestige insanely quick. And it made me disgusted when I saw people who were higher than I was. And I'm like, I'm doing this an absurd amount. How much are you fucking playing?
That's awesome. Well, guys, that's the show. Tell us, what was your favorite game? Comment. Let us know. Email me at rossi@rossitalks@gmail.com. You can hit me up at movieloversunite@gmail.com. Let us know what your favorite game was in 2024. Let us know what your worst game was. And let me know what you guys are looking forward to, because we have a lot of games coming out here in the next few months, this summer, next year. We have a lot to be excited about. I know, me as a gamer, I'm so excited about a lot of games that are coming out. I'm still saying that I cannot wait for Crimson Desert to come out. I really hope that they don't disappoint me and that it's a bust, because I've been waiting for this game for some years. So let us know. Again, guys, go over to fanatics.com. If you are a sports fan, go get you sports memorabilia, jerseys, all that good stuff. Use code MovieLoversUnite and get a discount. Also, let's see, what if 12th Street Talk Back Cat Talk Back Podcast? She says, multi gets me going. Hubby and I played all day and night. She is a serious gamer. She loves Call of Duty, and she's been in the I want to read one that she said, though. This is really funny. She says, taking my frustration out gets me going. I just picture someone who pissed me off, and I'm good to go. I'm pretty good, too. I know you are. I bet you are. You got to come and join us on the show and talk about some of these games, since we know that you're a gamer now.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, guys, yeah. We'll be back next month. We will have new articles for you, new things to share with you. We'll also keep you updated on what we hear about Grand Theft Auto, if it's going to come out on time, or if it's going to be, you know, pushed back again. I'm kind of thinking that, I'm hoping that it is going to come out this fall, because I cannot wait to play and get
you
into that world.
You think it's going to get pushed back?
I believe that it's going to come out.
All right, I do too.
I believe that it's
coming out. I believe it's going to come out too.
I believe that it's coming out. I believe.
Yeah,
I believe it's going to come out in the fall.
Yeah. This is the only game that can get promised for 12 years and not get boycotted yet. Like,
right? No one boycotts. So true.
This game yet. Like, you know what? We're not playing it when you do release it. Like, screw you. Like, you know what? We're not doing it.
That's awesome.
Let's see. John says, I think it's going to come out this year, probably in October.
My man.
Well, yeah, they're saying about October. What is it? September, right, guys? It's September. Around that time. Yeah, fall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, October. That would be great.
September, guys. Just know what you can get me for my birthday.
Same here. Send us all a copy. Trust has to wait, though, because he's waiting for his to come out on the PC.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the PC release.
Yeah. I guess
will
that.
Be probably a year later, in all honesty. But honestly, it'll be so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be so
worth it. We will be letting you know When it comes out, you know we will be.
Kojima 2's coming out, so get a PlayStation 5.
What was that?
So get a PlayStation 5 because Ghost of Tsushima 2's coming out.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait for that one. Now that one was, yes, that was a great game, I have to say, from beginning to the end. That game was amazing. The fighting mechanics was just, I felt like a ninja. Like I felt like if I hit this button, it's gonna work. Like I would purposely go and confront people because I wanted to fight. The fighting was so good. And how about every piece of anything you pick up, any armor, anything that you pick up, it shows on your character. The colors were really pretty.
I like
the
that.
Mask.
Best Wasn't bow and arrow it? Mechanics in any
oh
game.
Oh my ever. Gosh, right? Period. Yes, yes. And the story alone, the story was an amazing story. And you didn't mind the grind of the game. You didn't mind doing the little bitty challenges or the little stuff, you know, in each village that you go. Everything that the people had you go and do little missions, it made sense. It went along with the game. It wasn't like, oh gosh, I got to go look for berries for, you know, so-and-so so she can do this. And then, no, every single mission and in any village that you go to, it was like, this makes sense. I'm going to go and do that. It's not a drag. Like
it's not like getting Nightshade in Skyrim and you have to go around like the little waters and find Nightshade to make potions and all that.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Oh, right, yes. Yes. John says it was a great open world adventure game. Yes, yes, absolutely. And John and I will be doing a show. We're going to do a show about the Silent Hill 2. He and I are going to talk about that. So that's coming soon. Nice. Anyways, guys, that's it. Does anyone have anything coming up? You guys want to, Jason, tell us what you have going on.
Yeah, no, I've just been streaming a lot on TikTok, Twitch, and YouTube. So check me out on Padawan Frito at all TikTok and Twitch. You can find me and Don over at the Gaming Guild Guys. We are creating a new channel, and that's going to be all about Dungeons and Dragons, tabletop RPGs, just a lot of game-oriented and like all-around games, not just video games and stuff. So that's what that is all about. We're a bunch of nerds playing D&D, so come check us out.
Yeah. Don.
Yeah, same thing. I'm on Twitch a little bit, but I'm mainly on YouTube and, well, not really yet, but we're going to be doing some stuff for the channel for sure. So
yes.
Yes. Definitely check me out there.
We look forward to definitely checking you guys out, and you guys will hang out with them too.
Just
to let you guys know, we'll definitely be
hanging
out. This is the latest tattoo.
Nice.
It is a wizard staff.
Nice. Sick.
It is part of all of my D&D characters, so D&D is a big part of my life.
Yeah. I love the tattoo. I love it.
It's awesome.
Truss, tell us what's going on with you.
Man, same shit, different toilet. Grinding COD Mobile. Be live tomorrow, going back to top 5K. Grind on further there. Got the KN44 on global leaderboard, so I'm continuing to get that further down in. And yeah, just grinding, enjoying streaming. I streamed 6 days last week. I'm going to be looking at 6 days this week, do 7 days next week. So I've just been streaming a lot. I got nothing better to do. I enjoy streaming. So I've been getting on at least, you know, streaming about 3 hours a night or so. So yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to put myself in some agony tomorrow and enjoy the SBMM fucking. Hopefully they'll praise me, the gods, but we'll see what happens
tomorrow.
Make
me want to be better, trust.
Dude, I just know I'll give myself every excuse to not stream, and I'm
dude,
like, you know
it's
what, dude?
So
what
easy.
Else? I'm like, what
it's
else?
It's so easy to just
it's
do
so, no, it's so easy to just be like, I'm going to chill and just watch TV and shit. It's so easy, but I know that I have to hold myself accountable to stream.
Yeah.
And like, if I'm not active and people aren't seeing me all the time, they're going to forget about me. Yep. They're going to find someone else to watch in that time where they would watch me. So I got to be there. I know what I'm doing it for. I enjoy gaming. So streaming is just, you know, it's just, if I'm going to be playing my game, I'm not playing offline. I don't play offline. If I'm playing my game, anytime I'm on it, I'm also streaming it. That's how I am.
All right. Well, I got to get to work.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. You guys join us. I have Payday 916 coming on Rossi's Clubhouse on Monday the 24th. And Omari Washington's going to join me March 17th. John and I will have a show. You are going to review Nosferatu, and that will be at the beginning of March. So, and I'll see you guys back in March. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you guys next time. Appreciate it.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.